how that sight awed me. The elves danced all around and about, while I heard voices calling clearly. Ah, how I tried to see, throw off the ugly cloud. But no blind eye of a mortal was permitted to spy them. So then came minstrels, having gold trumpets, harps, and drums. These played very loudly beside me, breaking that spell. So the dream vanished, whereat I thanked heaven. I shed many tears before the thin moon rose up, frail and faint as a sickle of straw. Now, though the enchanter gnash his teeth vainly, yet shall he return as the spring returns. O wretched man, hell gapes, Erebus now lies open. The mouths of death wait on thy end.
Hear now the words. Greetings! I am Publius, and you, I suppose you know who you are listening to a long-form spoken word presentation on AnonRadio.net.
This is show number 43. Now, I have to apologize. After what seemed to me like a good idea, in other words, rerunning a couple of shows that had failed to archive properly, so that now they have proper archives, I had various things happen which led to not being able to put a show together repeatedly. And I do apologize for that. Carelessness on my part, partly and partly unavoidable. But that's not what I came here to talk to you about today. The 20th of July, or in a perhaps slightly more rational mode of timekeeping, the 201st day of the year, is the anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11, arguably one of the most significant events in the history of humanity. You'd find it hard to list greater ones. The 2nd of December 1942, the first achievement of a controlled nuclear fission chain reaction, may belong on that list. And so today's program is devoted to that. Why is it so important? Well, the first selection you will hear is an attempt to explain that in song form. Yesterday brought the news of the death of a truly remarkable man, Jordan Kerr, who was a composer of what are called Filk songs, Filk being an old misprint, which has become the moniker for, if you will, the folk music of science fiction fans. Jordan Kerr was also a pioneer in things like laser propulsion for spacecraft, power beaming, other really interesting stuff. He had an old house in Seattle. One of his closet doors had a warning sign on it because inside there was a multi-kilowatt laser that he had assembled for power beaming purposes. And yes, that would suffice to burn a hole right through a human being. And so a brief remembrance of him in the form of our second selection, which is also a song. And then the remainder of our time will be taken up with something a little more directly related to the Apollo 11 anniversary. Another show of pre-recorded contents, but I hope you will approve of it.
Worlds grow old and the suns grow cold, and death we never can doubt. Time's cold wind wailing down the past reminds us that all flesh is grass, and history's lamps blow out. But the eagle has landed. Tell your children when. Time won't drive us down to dust again. Cycles turn while the far stars burn, and people and planets age. Life's crown passes to younger lands. Time brushes dust of hope from his hands and turns another page. But the eagle has landed. Tell your children when. Time won't drive us down to dust again. But we who feel the weight of the wheel when winter falls over our world can hope for tomorrow and raise our eyes to a silver moon in the open skies and a single flag unfurled. But the eagle has landed. Tell your children when. Time won't drive us down to dust again. We know well what life can tell. If you would not perish, then grow. And today our fragile flesh and steel have laid their hands on a vaster wheel with all of the stars to know that the eagle has landed. Tell your children when. Time won't drive us down to dust again. From all who tried out of history's tide, salute for the team that won. And the old earth smiles at her children's reach, the wave that carried us up the beach to reach for the shining sun. For the eagle has landed. Tell your children when. Time won't drive us down to dust again.
Prometheus, they say, brought God's fire down to man. And we've caught it, tamed it, trained it, since our history began. Now we're going back to heaven just to look him in the eye. And there's a thunder across the land and a fire in the sky. Now Gagarin was the first back in 1961, when like Icarus undaunted he climbed to reach the sun. And he knew he might not make it, for it's never hard to die. But he lifted off the pad and rode a fire in the sky. Yet a higher goal was calling, and we vowed we'd reach it soon. And we gave ourselves a decade to put fire on the moon. And Apollo told the world, we can do it if we try. For there was one small step and a fire in the sky. Then 2 decades from Gagarin, 20 years to the day, came a shuttle named Columbia to open up the way. Though they said she's just a truck, she's a truck that's aiming high. See her big jets burning, see her fire in the sky. Yet the gods do not give lightly of the powers they have made. And with Challenger and 7, once again the price is paid. For a nation watched her falling, and the world could only cry as they passed from us to glory, riding fire in the sky. Now the rest is up to us. There's a future to be won. We will turn our faces outward. We will do what must be done. For no cradle lasts forever. Every bird must learn to fly. And we're going to the stars, see our fire in the sky. Though we mourn, we shall not falter, see our fire in the sky.
Thank you. Thank you. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
if we are to win the battle that is now going on around the world between freedom and tyranny. The dramatic achievements in space which occurred in recent weeks should have made clear to us all the impact of this adventure on the minds of men everywhere who are attempting to make a determination of which road they should take. Since early in my term, our efforts in space have been under review. With the advice of the Vice President, who is Chairman of the National Space Council, we have examined where we are strong and where we are not, where we may succeed and where we may not. Now it is time to take longer strides, time for a great new American enterprise, time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth. Recognizing the head start obtained by the Soviets with their large rocket engines, which gives them many months of lead time, and recognizing the likelihood that they will exploit this lead for some time to come in still more impressive successes, we nevertheless are required to make new efforts on our own. For while we cannot guarantee that we shall one day be first, we can guarantee that any failure to make this effort will make us last. I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important for the long-range exploration of space, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish. We propose to accelerate the development of the appropriate lunar spacecraft. We propose additional funds for other engine development and for unmanned exploration, explorations which are particularly important for one purpose which this nation will never overlook: the survival of the man who first makes this daring flight. I believe we should go to the moon, but in a very real sense, it will not be one man going to the moon. If we make this judgment affirmatively, it will be an entire nation.
Tower clear. Roger. Off the plane and in progress. On ground. trajectory and guidance looks good, and the stage is good. Over. Current velocity 35,570 feet per second. Altitude 177 nautical miles.
Houston, could you describe what you're looking at? Over.
Roger, you're seeing Earth as we see it on our left-hand window. It's a little more than a half Earth. We're looking at the eastern Pacific Ocean. And the north half of the, top half of the screen, we can see North America, Alaska, United States, Canada, Mexico, and Central America.
Houston, if you could comply, we'd like to see some smiling faces up there. If you could give us some interior views, I'm sure everybody'd like to see you. Over.
Okay, we'll reconfigure the TV for that.
That's Big Mike calling.
Yeah, hello there, Sports Fans. You got a little bit of me, but Neil's in the center couch and Buzz is doing the camera work. Well, I'd put on a coat and tie if I'd known about this ahead of time.
We are very comfortable up here. We do have a happy home. There's plenty of room for the three of us, and I think we're all learning to find our favorite little corner to sit in.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Roger, go ahead, Houston, Apollo 11.
11, this is Houston. You are go for LOI, over.
Roger, go for LOI.
All your systems are looking good going around the corner. We'll see you on the other side.
And we've had loss of signal as Apollo 11 goes behind the moon.
We are now coming up on 30 seconds to acquisition of the command module. We'll stand by for that event.
Captain Columbia, read you loud and clear. How many?
How did it go, over?
Everything's going just swimmingly. Beautiful.
Bye-bye, Eagle. We're standing by for your burn report, over.
Roger, the burn was on time. The residuals before nulling, minus 0.1, minus 0.4, minus 0.1. X and Z null to zero.
Eagle Houston, we read you now. You're a go for PDI, over.
Roger, understand.
Everything looking good. We show altitude about 47,000 feet.
Delta H is looking good now. Roger, Delta H is looking good to us.
Throttle on time.
Roger, copy throttle
down. Throttle down. Better in the simulator.
Right. Altitude now 21,000 feet, still looking very good. Velocity down now to 1,200 feet per second.
You're looking great to us, Eagle.
Okay, I'm still on flu, so we may tend to lose as we gradually pitch over. Let me try auto again now, see what happens.
Roger.
Okay, looks like it's home.
Roger, we got good data. We're go, same time, we're go.
2,000 feet, into the egg, 47 degrees.
Roger.
47 degrees.
Eagle looking great, here go.
1,400 feet, still looking very good.
35 degrees. 35 degrees, 750, coming down to 23. 700 feet, 21 down, 33 degrees. 100 feet, down to 19. 540 feet, down to 30, and a 15. Down 3.5, 47 forward. Hold up. On 1 minute, 1.5 down. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Good. 40 feet down 2.5. Up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right a little. Ready? Down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward. Good. Ready? Track light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Both control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Strong reporting there, no difficulty adapting to the 1/6 gravity of the moon.
Relatively level plane cratered with a fairly large number of craters of the 5 to 50 foot variety, and some ridges, small 20, 30 feet high, I would guess, and literally thousands of little 1 and 2 foot craters around the area. We see some angular blocks out several hundred feet in front of us that are probably 2 feet in size and have angular edges. There is a hill in view just about on the ground track ahead of us. Difficult to estimate, but might be a half a mile or a mile.
Houston, this is Neil, radio check.
Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break, break, buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in.
And we're getting a picture on the TV. There's a great deal of contrast in it, and currently it's upside down on our monitor, but we can make out a fair amount of detail. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. I'm at the foot of the ladder,
the limb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
For those who haven't read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind."
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you.
Would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you... For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with the... in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth.
Never returning again.
future.
Tranquility Base, Houston.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, our guidance recommendation is pinged, and you're cleared for takeoff.
Roger, understand. We're number one on the runway.
Earth control, auto. Both.
Crew of Eagle going through their pre-ignition checklist.
Nine, 8, 7, 6, 5. Work stage, engine arm ascent, proceed.
Hello, Apollo 11, Houston, how did it go, over?
Let's open up the LRL doors, Charlie.
Roger, we got you coming home.
The Hornet now reports a visual contact. Visual contact from the recovery ship.
Apollo 11, this is Hornet.
Roger, copy up. And the flags are waving and the cigars are being lit up.
It would be very appropriate if Chaplain Pierto, the chaplain of this ship, were to offer prayer thanksgiving. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, our minds are staggered and our spirits exultant with the magnitude and precision of this entire Apollo 11 mission. We have spent the past week in communal anxiety and hope as our astronauts sped through the glories and dangers of the heavens. Grant us peace, beginning in our own hearts, and a mind attuned with goodwill towards our neighbors. This we pray as our thanksgiving rings out to thee, in the name of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Cycles turn while the far stars burn.